Hey guys, today it's a totally different episode today, right? We're going to talk about indicators. Why is it so important for you to use it? A lot of people might say, oh, this is stupid. A lot of people are like, ah, oh, we don't even need it. See, those people who actually invented it, you know, because there's been a lot of accidents before. That's why they decided to put that little stick that you pull up or pull down. So which means when you pull up, you go right. Pull down, you go left. Unless there is another different kind of method that people can use indicators in their cars, in their vehicles, in general. But today we will talk about really how you're supposed to use it, right? Because there's so many people, there are so many stupid people that I cannot get over it, right? Now, think about some, right? What's the point of you having a button or a stick or whatever it is in your car, however you take your indicator out? What's the point of having it? It's for you to let the drivers behind you knows that, okay, I'm about to turn, I'm about to take the runabout, I'm about to overtake, I'm about to park. And now how you use it is at least 2 seconds before you turn, you have your indicator out, whether right or left or park or runabout. Not when you are actually turning or when you're already turning, then you have your indicator on. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, right? Think about the people that's sitting within your car. Now, if you have kids or other people who are actually about to learn, like they are learning how to drive or they are, I don't know, they are thinking to learn how to drive, by looking at you, how you drive, you're actually making them worse than you already are. So how are you getting your driving license? I have no idea. For you to use your driving license, your indicators like that, you know, I know a lot of you learn that from your instructors. But understand something, the instructors, usually the auto vehicles, they actually have no idea how to drive. They are doing what they are doing, I don't know. Because I've seen so many auto vehicles instructors teaching people, learners, how to drive. I've seen them before taking an indicator in a runabout or a turn or a parking. They have those guys taking the indicator out. I've seen 3 minutes before they're taking the turns, and I just don't get it. You know, they drive slower, like by 20 miles. Lower than the speed limit. It's so wrong. But we're not here to talk about the speed limit. We are here about the indicators. Guys, before you turn, you need to learn how to take your indicator out properly. Okay? At least two seconds. Not shorter than that. Because the driver has to have enough time behind you to know that, okay, he's about to turn. Okay, so you take your indicator on, you slow down, and then you turn. You don't drive, brake, indicator, and turn. You don't do that, okay? Because if you don't care about your family, if you don't care about whoever's driving behind you, you know, other people, they do care. You might not care about your own family, but other people care about their family. So you guys should be really careful of what you do on the road, because not everybody is as selfish as you are, okay? So remember, other people's life as well matter. If you don't care about your life, you don't want to see your family, you don't want to see your kids, it's fine. It's fine. But think about other people behind you. They want to see their family. They want to be with their kids. Okay? Not everybody is selfish as you. And, you know, sometimes I've seen people that actually, because they have a new car or expensive cars, they don't need to use the indicators. But understand something. It doesn't matter how expensive your car is, how luxurious your car looks like. But understand that all cars use an engine. Or whether it's electric, whether it's fuels, doesn't matter. They still have four wheels, still driving. Nobody is driving a Hoover car yet. So understand that your car is not more superior than any other car. You're buying the brand. Okay, your car is not superior. It might be powerful, but it's still on four wheels. It still have indicators. Indicators, they are one of the smallest things in your car, but they are so important to protect your life and other people's life as well. Okay. I was driving early on as well. And somehow there was that car. It was a minimum second. I nearly crashed into her because she didn't have her indicator on and she just cut in front of me on the roundabout. You know, and it make you think about, and there was somebody else sitting beside her, whether it's her daughter or not, no idea. But if that person doesn't know how to drive or is driving, she'll probably be like, oh, is that all right to do? Oh, fine. So that person going to do it and probably going to end up killing somebody on this street. You know, guys, it's very, very, very important. The indicator. I think that's the most important things on the car, not even the engine. People are thinking, oh, but if you don't have the engine, how are you going to drive? Yes, you got a point. But understand, you need the indicator to make the engine run. Why? Because if you crash the car and the engine stops moving, so you're not going to have the engine to drive, are you? So you still need the indicator. Doesn't matter how expensive your car is, how royalty you are in a family or your family is. It doesn't matter what kind of great job you do. We don't care about any of those. How expensive your car is, how your family is a great family, or how important you are in the society. We are all important in the society. All right? So drive your car carefully. Think about others. So many people, when they overtake as well, they just overtake. They overtake the car, the car in front of them, you know, on the first lane. They overtake that car, cut somebody else's line on the second lane, and then just get between two cars that he just overtook, you know, without indicators, and then cut the other guy's line to overtake the other car that's in front of him, not using indicators whatsoever. What's the story with that? Guys, you need to take your indicator, even if you're overtaking it, the car, because you have to understand something. There is a blind spot that you can't see the car. If you take your indicator and then overtake, you have 99.9% chance of crashing into another car when you're overtaking. Understand something. Have your indicator on. If somebody is overtaking you already, is in your blind spot and you don't see that car, have your indicator on, keep checking your side mirrors and over your shoulder to see if you see any bunny or anything. You know, if you don't see anything, the few first, like 1 second, 2 seconds, you start overtaking. Okay, and if there's a traffic, you have your indicator on, the car will flash you that you can overtake, get in front of him or her. Then you do it. Don't be like you're not Michael Schumacher. Even Michael Schumacher actually may have accident. So you are not him. So stop it. And you're not invincible, and nobody else driving behind you invincible either. So what are you going to do? Doesn't matter in what circumstances you are, always have your indicator at least 2 seconds, you know, at least 2 seconds before you overtake, before you turn, before you take a runabout, before you park. Doesn't matter. If it's in the traffic, wait that the car on the other side of the road flash you, then you overtake. Don't try to sneak your nose in between two cars. You're going to end up by killing someone. I hope that this video, guys, please, don't forget to share as many as you can. We have to reach as many people as we can. So to support me, my podcast, or anything like that, please subscribe, follow me, write a comment. If you want me to do a video on something, just drop a comment. If you can comment anything, you know, I'll be more than happy, you know, to, even if you have something to criticize about, I like criticism, and this is how you get better. Anyway, okay, lads. So thank you so much for listening. So don't forget to subscribe, follow, any of those things, share as much as you can, and reach as many people as we can. Cheers, guys.